22. So one day Jolly asks me about my dad. Where is he? Do I have one? Everybody asks sometime or another. I don't want to tell Jolly everything I know about how he died. Your dad dying is not something you just have a conversation about. It's a burden. In this class I have at school, STEAM class, they tell you how you can't be blamed for your burdens. Your burdens are things not your fault. You didn't do them, but you carry them around. With my friend Annie, it's 2 divorces. And Myrtle, it's too much drugs in the family. With me, it's my dad died that terrible way. I don't tell Jolly about the gangs and how my dad got in the way on the blacktop that time when him and his friends were playing basketball and there was the shooting and my dad was hit by a mistake. What made my mom so raging, as my mom tells me. He spent his whole life not being in a gang when he could be in one. In the neighborhood, that was the way.
So that's what happened to LaVon's dad. He was playing basketball with some friends, and somehow he got in the middle of a gang-related shooting. The way LaVon's dad died is ironic. An event is ironic when something happens that's totally different from what you would logically expect. LaVon's dad stayed out of gangs his whole life, so you wouldn't expect that he'd die in a gang-related shooting. That's why his death was ironic. Let's move on to the top of page 52, where it says, "But my dad..."